Welcome back, everybody, to another retrospective of the show that just happened.
We see what this is. A real vintage episode of Marvel's What If. God, remember when life was better? Just an innocent time where you could watch you could sit in front of your TV of a Saturday morning and you could watch What If episode 8.
It felt like a completely different era in time, and even time of day, even, wouldn't you say so?
Yes.
If people could leave a like. Just for retrospectives, just for dudes looking back.
That's
for nostalgia.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember Saturday morning cartoons? Leave a like.
Do you remember Cheese TV? Sorry, Collings, who's editing this, because now you probably have to find an image of Cheese TV.
To be clear, it's not just some sort of weird Australian channel where we watch cheese on TV.
It was a weird show.
Yeah.
Regardless. Anyways, this week, episode 8, the penultimate episode, asked the question, what if Age of Ultron, but he really did an Age of Ultron this time?
Heck yeah.
What if he just went balls out Age of Ultron?
Right?
Gems out, I should say.
He got all his gems out. He put them all on Front Street. Absolutely. Great question.
I thought this was terrific. One of my favourite ones.
Yeah. I mean, I do. However, look, if I have one criticism in retrospect of maybe the series of a whole up till this point,
yeah,
I think it's interesting that they went, this is the main bad guy, and they introduced him like last episode.
Yes.
Like maybe with a rewatch or maybe in the next episode we might see that they have seeded the appearance of the character in previous episodes. But I think it's kind of like they just went, they got 7.5 episodes in and they went, who are they going to fight at the end of this? Ultron? We did Ultron. Ultron, but he's got the Infinity Stones? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Infinite Ultron happened in the comics. Let's do it. Just quickly on the cast.
He's got a big stick. He's got a double lance of some sort.
He does. He's double lancing
it. He could knock two knights off two horses simultaneously if they were both coming
in at different dimensions.
Right.
Spoilers, by the way. That's what we always do here. Mm. Just quickly on the cast. Jeremy Renner. Lake Bell does an excellent Black Widow.
Even better this episode, I thought. Yeah.
Toby Jones returns as Zola. Josh Keaton, very briefly, as Captain America, which we will talk about. And of course, for the very end, we got the return of Benedict Cumberbatch. But I just quickly wanted to talk about Ross Marquand, who, of course,
the Red Skull.
He voiced the Red Skull in Infinity something something and Endgame something something. Those movies.
The viewers will fill in the blanks there. They know what we're talking about.
They do,
even if we don't.
But this time around, he is voicing a version of Ultron that's neither James Spader nor Paul Bettany.
Mm.
And I think that was intentional because...
Spattany?
Yeah, because this doesn't feel like he was trying
Joel Spattany.
Very good.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. But did it feel like he wasn't trying to do either? Because that's what it felt like.
I was just a guy,
just
I thought.
Just a guy, yeah. And that makes sense.
I mean, his mannerisms were sort of similar. And he did have, you know, he was accurate in the sense that he had this goal to, I guess... clean up the universe and make it clean and orderly, but also he was kind of sassy, which was very much his vibe in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
He was a bit sassy as well, wasn't he? He was like, I'm going to destroy all of humanity to improve the world. Get it, girl.
Something bag of chips. Right. You ain't all that.
Something. Wow, that's...
this is a retrospective, Mason.
No,
old memes or whatever.
Yeah, it's not that you haven't been outside in like 12 years.
It's not that. Another thing that I want to reflect on is the return of the Hawkeye haircut.
But not quite, though.
I wanted to bring that up because this is a better version.
Well, yeah, but it's not. I felt like this one was just like the very short back and sides and just longer on top. But did it have the rat's tail?
No,
it
didn't have the rat's tail.
Okay, well, that's just a short haircut.
I think it's better. I think it was too. Look, sometimes people are like, actually, that Hawkeye haircut is actually a good haircut. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a terrible haircut.
You'll never let this go.
No.
Now, but also, in certain lights, I felt it was way more in line with maybe the comic book version of Hawkeye.
I agree with that.
He's blonde in the comics, and it felt like maybe a nod to that.
Well, on the topic of Hawkeye, he's missing an arm.
Yep.
We talked about it before the show. Is that an Ultron arm or is it some other situation?
Is it a Stark arm or is it a Winter Soldier prototype arm?
I thought it would have been cool if he did have like the Winter Soldier arm to be like, what the bloody hell happened to Bucky?
Did they do a fun arm swap party before things went bad?
Yeah. So this to me though reminded me more of Oliver Queen because
in The Dark Knight Returns, the comic book and probably
and
if there's an animated
other things,
version.
There's a bunch of other stuff that's happened.
There's an untold story where it's alluded to that Superman lays it on his arm.
They did cover that, I believe. I did end up reading it. It is a prequel comic where something with a bomb and a whatever.
Sure. Like, he did. Superman lays it his arm off for noble reasons?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember the specific reason, but it was like, this is as good a time as any to laser your arm.
Sure.
Yeah, so there
I've
you go.
I always wanted to laser that dude's arm off. I'll never get a better shot at this. Here we go.
Speaking of lasering a dude, though, Thanos appears to have him very quickly
bisected, I guess. Yeah.
Do you think there was an argument?
And he's got marshmallow inside, it looked like. I thought, just hot marshmallow. Mmm, festive.
Maybe he's got no bones. Maybe he's all marshmallow. We don't know where he's from. True. Well, we know where he's from, but we don't know what's in him.
Squidgy stuff.
Do you think there's an argument to be made here that they've just, like, nerfed Thanos throughout this series? Because it was this and it was Black Panther told him to be
but,
nice.
Yeah, but I think also, well, they definitely nerfed him in that episode. Mm. But I think in this, you know, the traditional way to show that the new big bad guy or the new hero is tougher than the old villain or hero is you just have him beat up the old version, right?
You know?
Like that was traditionally in comic books, like the way to show that a new hero was cool and badass in the 90s was to have him beat up Wolverine.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Dakin, you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant Dak Wolverine.
Yeah.
His son Dakin. Maybe, yeah. But like, but what else? What it ultimately does is it makes people go, man, Wolverine gets beat up a lot. And I think that's happening here where we're like, man, Thanos. The Avengers really, they did not have to do a good job there.
No.
I mean, they should have just lasered him in half the first time they saw him.
Well, Vision did have the gem, and if you know, it's a different dimension and whatever, but I guess he could have technically done that.
And I think...
I mean, he was injured and whatever, I guess.
And Thanos did possess every Infinity Stone but one.
So did he in this.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm saying, like, you would... If we do want to argue the point, and we do,
sure.
I'm sure people on the internet, you know... For at least the next couple of days until the next episode comes out, they're going to be like, why wouldn't he just pull a shield up? Why wouldn't he do a big shield?
Yeah,
why wouldn't he have a shield?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't reality, illusions?
I think he just didn't expect it, to be honest.
And also, these episodes are only 30 minutes, so.
That's right.
There wasn't time for a big, long, drawn-out fight.
Yeah.
There wasn't time for a big, long, drawn-out fight between Vision and Thanos. There was only time for a big, long, drawn-out fight between Vision and the Watcher in a big corridor of mirrors or whatever it is.
Where
the Watcher lives, apparently.
Yeah, where the Watcher lives.
Traditionally, in the comics, he lives on the moon.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But in this...
With Nick Fury.
Yeah, but in this, he lives in a big corridor of mirrors.
Just quickly on the Thanos thing.
I'd be like, man, I don't know what to watch. Like, it's like the reality he lives in is like Netflix times a billion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just scroll to Netflix. This dude would be like, man, I got a billion realities to look at here. I can't focus on anything.
You've got a billion realities, but then you've got television within those realities.
Oh, my God.
You'd be hard up for choice.
It's like the ultimate VPN. What?
It certainly is. It really is. But also I just wanted to say on Thanos, I don't need to see Thanos as a villain again. Like, what if Thanos was a villain but a different way?
Right.
I don't need that. We just did that.
Yeah.
Also, they killed off Captain Marvel as well, which I think people would have been upset if Captain Marvel had have lived and he didn't. I think that would have been
a whole definitely, thing. Yeah. And obviously, you know, that and we now have a definitive solution. How do you kill Captain Marvel? You lure her into... her punching you into the core of a planet and then you just blow the planet up. It's easy.
Anyone can do it. So Zola returns and I liked it when he turns up and he's like, you guys don't even know I've got plans within plans. And they're like, we know.
Yeah.
We just need to skip past all of that. There's a new thing going on.
There's a thing called the internet, Zola. Maybe you could have got on it and then you wouldn't be so far behind. We know. We've killed a bunch of you. And I think that, you know, a lot of people have wondered in the mainline MCU. Obviously, he was destroyed in...
Yeah.
Winter Soldier.
Yes.
And so people are like, well, maybe somebody must have
Why
made a backup,
be,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And I guess if, you know, these universes are similar, that means there is a Russian version of him in the regular MCU universe. But speaking of Mason.
Yes.
I've mentioned before, who is the Watcher talking to? Who's he talking to?
Great
and
question.
People have been like, he's talking to the audience or whatever. But I'll say this, Mason.
Uh-oh.
He says, in your universe, the Avengers stole the cradle and used it to create the hero Vision. Right?
So that's the main MCU.
Yeah, I don't live in that universe,
no.
So he's not talking to me, but he's probably talking to maybe Doctor Strange because that may have taken place after Age of Ultron.
But also, if he's talking to
he's not talking to me, Mason.
No, but the reveal at the end is that he is talking to what I think is the evil Doctor Strange from the Doctor Strange episode, which suggests that Age of Ultron happened in that universe as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Played out pretty much the same as the Age of Ultron in our universe, which is real and really happened in our universe.
So it finally got to the point where the Watcher is stepping in. He nearly nudged some files off the shelf.
I love that part. I felt he was like a hair's breadth away from like leaning in and going, just blowing on the box. So it fell over. And Hawkeye would be like, what's this? Oh my God.
Yeah. No, he saved it. He saved it till the very end. I really did enjoy when like he first realized that Ultron could see him, he's like, what the hell is this? Like, that was his first response, which I enjoyed. And then they just Dragon Ball Z'd each other for a bunch of minutes. Yeah. They both, like, powered up at one point.
Watch it put on his Goku armor or whatever that guy is that you like. You know the guy you like?
Yeah, Goku.
Yeah, you like
and
that
And his
guy.
Armor and his golden Goku armor he wears.
That's what I'm assuming is correct, yes.
Yeah, that's
Tell
it.
Me how correct I am in the comments about
I will
his golden
I'm,
armor.
I'm going to tell you
is
right now.
Is that from the comics? I think it might be. Because it would be quite embarrassing to like be, like, flying through the air in those weird watcher robes.
Yes, it would. Embarrassing. Wouldn't it? Yeah, I did enjoy that quite a bit. And I'm going to talk about it more when we get to Easter Eggs, but there is some like nods to other universes and comic stuff when
we're flying
through some stuff. So also,
but it's also interesting.
Oh, is
just,
it?
Just as a, it is interesting generally, but it's also interesting as a side note to know that the Watcher in this universe, especially, is so powerful that even somebody in possession of every Infinity Stone,
yeah,
you know, has a great deal of difficulty going toe to toe with him. Like, he's that tough, which I think is interesting.
Yeah. It's good that the Watcher also has a bunch of shields and laces and stuff.
Yes, right?
I forgot he could do all that. Or maybe he can't.
And a big
know.
Head.
He's got
See
a big
how big
baby.
His head was?
He's got a big baby's head. It's just like find a big baby that shoots lasers at you.
Oh, my God.
in a hall of mirrors or something. Yeah. So, look, every week also, we've been saying, when are these universes going to merge? Look at all these hints about these universes and how they're going to merge. And there's been, you know, some people in the comments being like, why do you think these are going to merge? These are clearly separate episodes, just like it is in the comics. They're separate. Is this enough evidence for people that these universes are going to merge? Is there enough going on here where they're skipping over different dimensions and the Watcher says pretty much, I'm going to merge some universes right now. Is it enough?
Jury's still out, James. You don't know for sure. Maybe there'll be an even more smarter, cooler twist next time.
There might just be. Mm. Yeah. And speaking of next time, let's talk a bit about next week's episode.
Okay.
This is a quote from director Brian Andrews, who says on the topic of episode 8, it is its own episode.
You mean 9?
No, this one.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. It does flow into 9. You can watch 8 as a standalone, but 9 is, for once, we actually answer the end tag. So there you go. So a lot of these have left on cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them we will be returning to, including the Doctor Strange, who's trapped in a little crystal or something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so, yeah, next week will be a continuation of this. And it would be weird if they were just like, just do another Party Thor episode, like unrelated.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do this episode and then do something separate, you know?
How about next episode? It's the Watcher fights another dude who comes through in reality. It's a different guy.
But he's drunk. He's like, what? How did I get here?
I was just at my office party and then, boy, you got a lot of Netflix, man. This is cool.
Nah, I'm going to slap your big head about. What do you think of that? Also, I always enjoy a universe, and we get this a lot in like the Old Man Logan universe and other barren wasteland universes where anybody of note has already been obliterated.
Sure.
And it's just like, who's left? The people who can't really do anything, you know?
The people who were not a threat initially, yeah.
Yeah. I also liked how when they got Ultron I also liked when they, you know, they got an Ultron bot to Zola about, they shot his legs out to be like, don't be running away on us. And in doing so, that killed Hawkeye. Because he could have just, like, grabbed them both by the scruff of the neck and, like, flown them out.
Not a lot of great tactical planning, I think, in that sequence, especially when Hawkeye puts his USB stick arrow in the computer.
Oh, my God.
It downloads Zola's consciousness, and then he just whips it right out. you're not gonna unmount that. You're not gonna eject safely. The whole world is at stake here, and you're just like, boing. And, I mean, you know, I've pulled out the USB stick and it's fine, but what if it's not fine?
That's old tech as well.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Corrupted file.
Yeah.
Missing some stuff. We've all done it.
They got to escape with a backpack of 5 1/4-inch diskettes. Hey, these are just like the Save Icon. Where'd these come from?
It did look like a slightly, like, more modernized version, like a 90s version.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Of Zola. Anyways, I also like that.
He had a hypercolor T-shirt on.
Yeah, that's right. But I also like that the different versions of Zola, like, don't converse.
Yeah.
You know, so they just exist as separate entities.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. Anyways, let's do some Easter eggs. A few bits and bobs where you might be like, wow, you've done amazing insight and research. Thanks, James. Happy to do it.
Sure.
I mean, if you're good enough to come here and watch the video and sit through a bunch of ads that we cram in here, the least I can do is look into this
bit. And what I can do is just sort of half-assed stuff that I sort of remember from reading comics in the 90s.
That's right. And I've got one that's just for you.
Yes, please.
So, of course, we saw the Red Guardian Shield.
That's true, yeah.
It's something you can half-ass. Vibranium?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Weird knockoff Russian vibranium, probably.
Yeah. You know. Fair enough. I also wrote the return of the USB arrow that, of course, we first saw and maybe the only time in, yeah. in First Avengers.
This one just had one prong, though, I think.
One prong?
The other one had two prongs.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's upgrading his tech. We also got the reverse sacrifice because it was Clint Barton who managed to kill himself first.
That's true, yeah.
Just these guys in different dimensions just seeing who can kill themselves the quickest.
Maybe in the next dimension it'll be both. Or none, they'll get a third guy in.
Wow, third guy?
Yeah. Coulson, maybe. Hey, guys, I've come back from the dead and what? No! Don't throw me down this cliff.
I thought it was a nice little Galactus nod where it looked like Big Ultron eating like a big thing.
I thought that too,
seem
yeah.
like Galactus-y to you?
It did, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. Might not be anything, but could be a Fantastic Four nod. As we were skipping over dimensions, one of the dimensions that we saw was Steve Rogers being sworn in as president.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because in the Ultimate Universe, Steve Rogers is Captain America, but also the president.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But it also might be a universe in which it wasn't Captain America. It was actually the Red Skull with the face of Captain America who becomes the president.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then he's like, I'm going to make America old Red Skully. What do you think about that? I mean, Steve Rogers-y.
But we are going to put some Red Skulls on some of these flags.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do some weird salutes. I got some funny ideas. Me, Steve Rogers, I got some funny ideas for some salutes. I'll tell you that much.
Another dimension we might have got is the 1602 universe. Do you want to explain that a bit?
Well, that
this
is
the one that you have to explain.
Oh, okay, right. So that
it's time for you to step up.
Oh my god, it's a series that came out 15 odd years ago, written by Neil Gaiman mm-hmm. and drawn by Andy Kubert, and it was basically the heroes of the Marvel universe transplanted back to the year 1602, so sort of Elizabethan era. They're not transported back. They are sort of 1602 era versions
yes.
of themselves, except maybe Captain America, who's modern day
Captain
America.
Regular Captain America.
Regular Captain America. He's like, this is nuts. You guys are doing all kinds of salutes here that I don't understand.
I hate how all the water is dirty and everybody's just drinking it and getting sick. I don't like it here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about man at a time, but in the other direction. Am I right, fellas? We don't know what you're talking about.
We barely understand what you're saying. It's hundreds of years ago, or as we call it, the present day.
And the last thing is, and I'd have to bring this up, there is some Russian lettering that looks suspiciously like the words Charles Xavier on one of those files.
Is there?
But there has been a translation of that, and yes. it says something like Sigtia Pali or something like that. So it's not a direct translation to Charles Xavier.
Okay.
It could be a nod, if anything, but it's not him specifically.
I see.
So there you go. Unless there is like a weird knockoff Russian version of Charles Xavier.
Sure, yeah.
Which there probably is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
His head's so big.
His head's so big. Not watcher big, but it's pretty big. Mm. It's pretty big, everybody. And you know what else is pretty big?
What's that?
BigSandwich.co,
Mason. Oh, yes. Very good.
Because you can actually see these episodes the second that we finish them and get uploaded. See, I mean listen to. The audio version goes mm-hmm. up there straight away. This is our own version of Patreon. Not shady. That sounds like it is shady if I say not shady, but it isn't. It's $9 a month. We also have movie commentaries. We recently did Daredevil, didn't mm-hmm. we? We also have bonus podcasts. We have early videos, including Caravan of Garbage. We're working our way through the James Bond movies at the moment. And just a bunch of other stuff, including our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That goes up there Sunday as opposed to Monday.
We're having a heck of a time over there.
If you go over there, you're going to be like, is this a party? Have I stumbled into a party?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. But
is this a pyramid scheme? Am I in some sort of pyramid scheme? You're not, to be clear. Once again, no. This is legit.
Anyways, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. And
am I buying Tupperware? What's going on? Yes, we are also selling Tupperware.
All right, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Please follow Raw Collings at Raw Collings on Twitter, who edits these. My goodness, are you wondering how well these are edited? I mean, you're not wondering how well. You know how well they're edited, but are you wondering
why and whom?
What?
Where?
What, why?
Where though?
If?
Bunker? Yeah. In a bunker.
In a bunker.
Probably in a bunker.
He does a terrific job and we really appreciate it.
Sure do.
Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Grab that gem. We'll see you real soon.